League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I'm completely miserable, San Diego.
I wish I was a Padres fan right now, don't you?
I'm completely miserable, Arizona.
What would you do to give to be a true... Like, you could just say you're a Padres fan, but you wouldn't really be. You know, it's like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. What I wish I could do is go into an office, and they could erase my love of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and they could just implant new memories in there. I know Eternal didn't do that. They just erased memories. But just replace them with Padres memories. Like, only from the last 2 weeks.
They would... replace all the memories where I was skinny and I just look in a mirror now. I'm like, what the hell? What happened?
Yeah, that's a problem. Everything happened
gradually over 30 years. This was just, I woke up one day and it was like this.
How did this happen? Oh, hold on. I got to go do my video for the Carl's Jr. Diamondbacks loss real quick. I don't know how this weight happened though. But welcome back. It is In This League because in this league, we at Carl's Jr. when the Diamondbacks lose and log. And in this league, we also suffer greatly. That's what happens. You can follow us on Twitter and our misery at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. And the Twitter is blowing up because exactly what we said, exactly what I talked about before. Not only is Paul Goldschmidt continuing what is most likely going to be his MVP campaign, but Friday night, three goddamn home runs. Three goddamn home runs. Box.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what you expect me to say here. I am extremely pissed off. How many three home run games did he have in Arizona? Did he have one? I don't know if I remember him having a three homer game here.
I don't know.
I'm going to try to look it up. Three homer. By the way, if I wanted to order Carl's Jr. here, a $10 combo meal would cost me $25. So
bite the bullet.
You want to cover the rest?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm asking.
Not really.
You want me to have it so bad? I don't need it that bad. I'll get it tomorrow. Yeah. So
if you're hungry, you want to suffer, you want to put yourself through it and do it live on radio for the bit. If you were Man of the People, you could do it. But
nope, I'm okay. Not. Don't send me money. I don't care. Okay, so looks like he's had a couple other ones.
Well, guess what? In his second game as a Cardinal, he had his first one. Three homers, 4 for 5 with 5 RBIs. What are we talking about here? This is a radio, Bogman.
We're talking about the MVP.
We're talking about the MVP. It's embarrassing. This is tough because it's a radio show, and there's a lot of things that we both want to say that we can't say on the radio right now. Mm-hmm. But
lose $100. You could say one of those things, then just give me the $100, and then I'll order the Carl's Jr.
Yeah, you could order multiple Uber. Well, yeah. At least 4, or not Uber Eats, Postmates. You could do
right.
Super fun. This is rough to watch. It's rough to watch the card on the same night. AJ Pollock, you know, he absolutely dominates the Diamondbacks with a homer and a 2-run. I think it was a double with 2 RBIs. And Paul Goldschmidt has 3 homers. It's just a big old slap in the face to the stupid Diamondbacks. But Paul Goldschmidt is doing exactly what we said. I think what people get wrong sometimes is they think like it's all shtick and it's all just, you know, part. I mean, sometimes it is and it's a part of those things. But like When we say those things, it's not because we're just super angry. It's that, like, Paul Goldschmidt is an MVP caliber player. He's a MVP caliber player, and the Diamondbacks gave him up for nothing. And because they have really poor piss management of their team, and they paid Zach Greinke an exorbitant amount of money that he is nowhere close to being worth, and they couldn't get rid of that, so they let guys like AJ Pollock and Paul Goldschmidt leave for practically nothing, and that's in AJ Pollock's case, outside of a compensatory pick. And these guys are now on teams where they're succeeding, and AJ Pollock will probably play his first healthy season in God knows how long, and Paul Goldschmidt's going to win an MVP. Three homers, Boggs. Three.
Yep, three homers. I don't even know what to, I'm still in shock here. It's miserable. It's miserable, and the worst part is you know, after, and you mentioned this in one of our 8 million shows that we do, about how you mentioned in this show our infamous anger pod after he got traded. And because of that, and because of the joy it brought people to hear us be miserable, which was, you know, a little over the top with the anger. I mean, but
it was just fine. It was just the right amount.
Probably just okay, because I was actually pissed and you said, let's record, let's use it. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to Whataburger or whatever, Carl's Jr., wherever I'm going. I'm going to get some. I'm so angry. I don't even know what burger I want right now. So I'm going to get
I know what you
right
want.
Now.
You're going to have Carl's Jr.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you want.
I'm going to, because Diamondback's going to lose this. I almost lost 100 bucks. Going to lose this game, too.
Drop it.
So I'm going to drop it like it's hot. But it's true misery. I mean, it's just like, imagine, you know, if you're I'm trying to think of what to, imagine if you're an Astros fan.
We've
right?
never stumbled this much. In
imagine if you're an Astros fan. And Jose Altuve gets traded for a bucket of baseballs and $500 in international slot money. Who cares about what you got back for him? You traded your best player in franchise history.
Yeah. The reason that the team is watchable.
Yeah. Biggio, Bagwell, both Hall of Famers.
Well, but see, this is, it's not fair.
But it's not a question for the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks haven't been around that.
And if you were a Houston Astros fan, you'd be with a team that they could actually make that mistake and still be incredible. They actually have good players. And guess what? The Houston Astros were able to make A.J. Hinch work, where he was a laughingstock embarrassment when he was in Arizona. There's a common theme.
I'm glad he cut his teeth here so he could go be good somewhere else.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, A.J. Hinch having success in Houston is why I don't really care about managers or coaches as much as I probably should.
Because, like, he's a loser, and if he can succeed there, anyone can?
Yeah.
Okay. Did I succinctly put that together?
I mean, I'm not joking. That's... I don't know if anyone could be successful, but I think if you have basic understanding of the game of baseball, you can manage the Astros and pull out. You could at least be 81-81.
As long as the guy was really good with math and projections, didn't really need live looks or anything like that.
I think anyone that liked my tweet about going to Carl's Jr. could manage the Astros and finish with a 500 record.
I bet you if you tweeted right now that you would order Uber Eats Carl's Jr. on the radio if someone sent you $15, you would have it in.
I'm not going to be a beggar. I'm not going to beg for money. So
you'll take it. You'll take it, but you're not going to.
I'll take it, but I'm not going to beg for it. Okay. So
I'm just saying. People,
well, I mean, people
lie,
just send it to my Venmo at Bogman, and I have no. It's not like they're physically handing me money. You know, they just send it and it's in there. So
yeah, must be nice. Let's
it is.
Nice.
It's real nice.
I want to punish myself, too, but I feel like mine needs to be done with alcohol. So if anyone wants to send me some bourbon, I would gladly drown in the sorrows of all of it. But we should probably turn this around. Yes, Paul Goldschmidt has three homers. Yes, everything is stupid. Yes, life is miserable. But there's got to be a bright light somewhere, Bogman. There's got to be a bright light in the fantasy baseball world.
It's at the end of a bottle.
But where is it?
At the bottom of a bottle.
No, okay, no, but let's talk about something positive. We can't talk about Goldie.
What's
this
positive?
Whole time.
What?
I don't know. Give me something.
The Diamondbacks have a lot of picks in the draft. I don't know.
No,
what
no
you
not
want
about
me
the Diamondbacks.
Say.
Something in real baseball. Let's talk about some type of a fantasy thing.
Fernando
Matt Shoemaker.
Tatis is fun to watch.
Fernando Tatis is kind of a dude.
Someone just tweeted me and it said, "How many times is this season is Cardi going to be tagged when Tatis is good? Over under. Let's chicken it at 500.
I think he and Cardi responded. He said, "Oh, way more than that." He's become the poster child of Fernando Tatis Jr., who had two hits in his in the opener. And then what's going down on Friday? Let's see what's up on Friday here.
He had a double. He had a double off the wall. I mean, he missed a homer by a sea hair, and then he had I think an RBI single. So
he had a walk.
A walk.
Right.
Okay.
Now. So walk, and then he had that double with a run.
Steal a base.
Hitting 750 right now. No, he didn't.
Ah, 750. Is that it?
That's all. That's all. Not quite 234, Cardi. Not quite 234. He's never going to get. That's never going to get old for him by any means, right?
Yep, it's never going to get old.
All right. So how can we get back on track here, Bugs? Let's get back on track. Let's get something that you want to talk about. You want to talk about
how about
guys?
Malik Smith hitting one and D. Gordon hitting nine? How about that?
But that's going to be a thing all season. That's a thing. I mean, I think you and I had talked about that. By the way, how about the Mariners shellacking the Red Sox?
Chris Sale got beat up.
Yeah, Chris Sale got beat up for sure. The Mariners just doing business. You say having a night as we're kind of actually live watching this. Domingo Santana hit his third homer. Are the Mariners
nine RBI already?
Dude, is it not? He doesn't have nine.
I think so. Jesus. It's Japan. You forget about Japan.
I want to forget about.
Oh, wait a minute. That just went 100?
Nope. 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 Under my breath, not full words. No full words.
Okay.
Right.
Might have to pay me
50
for that.
I'm not going to pay anything. I'm not going to pay. I just remember the Japan game. Domingo Santana hitting 412 right now with three homers. Where is the RBI total? No, Fox. It was his 10th RBI.
Is it 10th RBI? Okay. Yeah.
Guess who leads the league in homers? Paul Goldschmidt, who leads it. Well, I guess he's tied with...
he's tied with Tim Beckham.
What a list. And then Domingo Santana with 10 RBIs.
You remember Tim Beckham was a number one overall pick, and Goldie was like a 10th round pick.
Yeah.
Remember when the Diamondbacks made good decisions?
I don't. It's been
remember
a long time.
Don't?
I don't. What's the last good one?
I think Kevin Towers signing Goldie to the long-term deal.
Yeah, that worked out. Could have been longer.
God, I'm thinking of just one trade because we were talking about the Seattle trade. Because someone was, our boy Ryan Cornell in the group me room was like, I like Haneker. He's a lot of fun to watch. What the Diamondbacks give him away for? And, of course, he's not wrong. It was Gene Segura, and Mitch Haneker was to throw in nothing to the Mariners for Ketel Marte and Taijuan Walker. So
it's brutal.
I know you're trying to get me to go somewhere positive. I don't know where we can possibly go. That's somewhere positive.
There's still
here.
Five more minutes on this segment. I mean, that's where we're at. I mean, if you have more to lament about Goldie, I want to talk about. We'll talk. I mean, we could talk about it here, I suppose. But I want to talk about some of the injuries that have also sustained. Talk about potential values on Kimbrel and Keuchel if they're ever going to sign. But I mean, get it out of your system. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I want to put.
Well, I can't without cussing. So let's just go to Kimbrel. What would you give up for Kimbrel right now?
In a trade?
Best player.
Like, if I had Kimbrel to trade away or to
if
get.
If you were trading for Kimbrel,
it's not going to be that good.
Would you give up any of those guys that we just mentioned for, like, the David Peraltas and guys like that?
No.
No?
No. But because here's
the
problem. It
has to be lower than that. Would you give up Steven Piscotty?
I'd give up Piscotty. I'm worried, man. I'm also worried a little bit. Like, what if Craig Kimbrel does sign like a 1-year type of a deal? And what if he goes to a place like a Milwaukee who actually want to put him in the leverage situation and they don't want to take a guy like Hader out? What if he signed?
I don't think he wants to sign that deal.
But he wants to play. He wants to play at some point.
If they give him $100 million, he'll do whatever.
But I think we're getting to the point.
He'll go play first base. I think it's all about the dollars.
First base for the Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is like, I think we're getting to this. Remember Moustakas? He like wanted the big contract. He was going to wait it out. And then finally it was like, all right, I have to relent and I'm going to have to sign this 1-year deal and tackle
this
next
year. But he signed before the season started. He didn't sign into the season. So Kimbrel has put his foot down. It's over with for him.
But this
he's not signing until he gets a deal he wants.
But that could change. What if we get into May and you've already lost all this time? I was very pro
Kimbrel. I think isn't it June where his pick compensation goes away?
I think it's past June.
I think
it's
June 1st, right?
I think so. I think like June 2nd. That's why a lot of those guys signed on June 2nd.
Right. So I think that we might just be holding out till then for him to get a decent contract, because people don't want to pay him a ton of money and give up that compensation pay.
So how can you give up a top 200 player for him then? Kimbrel in June with no even guarantees? If he signs there, if he signs in June, let me put this this way. No one's signing him to a $100 million five-year contract in June. He's signing a one-year deal. There's no guarantees a team brings him up to close. Now, obviously, a team could be struggling or there could be injuries, and well, they do bring him in.
That's another thing to think about with that. If I think that the longer he waits to sign, the more likely he's coming in to close for a team that's having bullpen problems. You know what I mean? If he signs in the next week and a half, I don't think that – unless someone's blown three saves in a row, you know, unless Greg Holland has blown three saves in a row, the Welsh, then I don't know that he's coming into a situation that is not completely defined. But if he signs in 3 weeks, in a month, it's because someone is having bullpen problems and they really want him, because you're going to be signing
for your son. I got 99 problems and the bullpen is one. Hit me.
But it's, you know, you would still be giving up that pick and you're signing him to probably a ton of money. So I think at that point, it's because some team is struggling. They think they're a bullpen away, and they finally bite the bullet. And that team's name is the Red Sox. I still think he's going to end up with the Red Sox, because I don't think Matt Barnes and Ryan Brazier are going to be getting it done for them on the back end.
I mean, if the Red Sox were losing some early games due to the bullpen, maybe. It makes a lot of sense.
That's what I think. I think they're going to drop a couple.
Well, they
got
to get a lead. They can't get a lead right now. They can't beat the Seattle Mariners.
That's very true. So, very, very true.
I don't know. I think it does make the most sense. If Craig was going to sign a one-year deal, why not go back to Boston, where you're familiar with it? But there seems to be a lot of hard stances that are going on. Unfortunately, as someone that has a couple shares, one in a keeper league, I have them in TGFBI, and I might have them one other place. We're stuck, man.
I got like 4 shares of them. It sucks.
I don't think you can trade for him.
One of them is in a 10-man league, too, where there's decent players available, but I don't want to drop Kimbrel.
I bet you there's some closers that are more worth it. Jordan Hicks available in that 10-man?
He might be. I need to go look. Maybe we can talk about that after the break here. But it's not fun dealing with this problem at all.
No, so. It's not. And here's the deal. We're going to gather ourselves in this break. That was a disaster of a segment because we were so angry. I mean, literally, this is a visceral reaction. We've had live reactions to the trade. We had live reactions to the contract extension. We were on an episode when it happened. And of course, we're recording. Every time we're recording, Goldie is doing something amazing. We're both just baffled, and I don't know what to do with ourselves. And the
Livid
Baseball podcast is going to be intolerable on Sunday. So don't go anywhere, I guess. We'll be back, probably, maybe. I don't know.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99, or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League,
why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey.
Welcome back, In This League. InThisLeague.com. We're a little bit better. A little drink on the break.
I'm not joking right now. Like, I have this old chair. It's like 4 or 5 years old, but I do a lot of sitting. So it's probably like 15 years to a normal person old.
Everything you're doing. Oh, it's like the shoe thing where they're like, you only put like 2,000 miles on your shoe and then you wear them out for like 8.
Yeah, exactly. But it is it's a hydraulic chair. And as of right now, this second, it is doing the thing where I'm too fat. So it's just lowering a little bit at a time.
Oh,
I mean, it's also breaking.
But that's like the most.
I sat in it too much.
That is maybe the saddest thing we've talked about and everything that's gone down. Like, that is depressing. You're sitting in your own home. Like, it's supposed to be your safe haven.
I have to adjust the microphone now because.
And your chair just.
I'm sitting lower. I mean, it does it all the time. It's like, not like something that's brand new.
Hey.
Like if it was the first time that it was doing it and it was this second, I'd probably kill myself. So, you know, just with all the Goldie homers and misery and one Pollock thing, is amazing. And
well, it's just, it's all embarrassing. One thing that I'm curious, actually, now this is a perfect time to ask this. I want a who'd you rather, but this is a player debate of anger proportions here. What makes you more angry? Paul Goldschmidt on the second day as a St. Louis Cardinal in the majors hits 3 homers, of course, as we are doing a show, or the opening day calling MLB and DirecTV about your service?
Every single year this stuff happens. So this year, okay, so if you buy MLB Extra Innings through, you know, whatever your service is, Comcast, Cox, DirecTV, whatever your cable service is, you get the MLB.TV stuff for free. All you got to do is go to your MLB account and link it. It shouldn't be this difficult. Every year for the last 5 years, I have tried to link it. I tried to link it for the Japan games, the Welsh, because those games are like 3 o'clock in the morning. That's usually when I'm going to bed. So what I did was, like, I'm watching it out on my TV. I don't have a TV in my room because I try to, you know, sleep. But I figured I'd throw it on my Kindle and watch it as I was going to bed, and it just wouldn't do it. So I was like, okay, maybe they're just having this issue, whatever, and I won't screw with it. So I called them, and I was on hold for – this happens to everyone. Just take a crack on how long before a human being answered the phone.
I don't know, the time it would take Goldie to hit 2 homers in a game.
Yeah, so about 15-20 minutes before someone just picked up the phone. And by the way, I had to call 3 times, because if you accidentally press a number that is not in there, it'll just hang up on you. So if you fat finger like number 2 after you've already hit number 1, it'll just hang up. It'll be like, I don't know what that is, hang up. So I'm already on the phone for 15 minutes. This guy answers, you know, of course it's busted English. He's such a nice guy. He's careful, trying to help me. He couldn't be any nicer, but he's like, okay, let me try this, sir. Let me try this, sir. Okay, I don't know. It's not working, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, you know, that's fine. He's like, can I put – he must have put me on hold 16 different times. He kept going, can I put you on a brief hold? I'm like – you know, the first time I was like, of course, yeah, whatever gets this to work. By like the 6th or 7th time, I'm like, yeah, I guess if you have to again, you can put me on another hold, you know. And I'm like, look, I know this isn't your fault, but I'm getting pissed off, dude. I've been at this point, I've been on the phone for almost an hour with these guys. And he's like, OK, well, I'll put you on hold. And I can hear his boss standing behind him going like, try this. And I'm like, I already tried that. Try this. I already tried that. He's like, well, you might need to refresh your browser. I'm like, I don't need to do that. I need you to figure this out and figure out how it works. So, like, why isn't there a button to say, hey, you know what? Clear out all the credentials here and put new credentials in. Like, I don't know why they don't have that.
You know what I'd like you to do?
50% of these people.
I want you to call them and be like, listen, if you don't make the Diamondbacks better, I'm canceling my account. And they'll just be like, I'm very sorry, sir, to lose you as a customer. And
you know what? The first guy I talked to can help me out just the same amount with fixing the Diamondbacks as he could with fixing my MLB account. So he has the same level of impression on these two situations. So they give me to the second guy, and the second guy's like, all right, we'll take a look at this. I'll get it fixed real quick. I'm like, yeah, because it's opening day, and, you know, I'm sure you're nice guys here. But the last thing I want to do is spend an hour and 15 minutes on the phone with you guys while opening day is happening. I'd like to watch some games. It's like, all right, we're going to get it fixed for you, blah, 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 blah. So,
and then you start dying.
And then I die. Yeah, and then I croaked, and it was over with. But so this guy, like, he couldn't get it linked to my account either. So I had to go and start a new account on a separate email address to get my stupid MLB.TV to work through my extra innings. So I had to, like, make a new fake Google, you know, Gmail email account so that I could get my stuff on a new MLB thing. And all of this was because one of my buddies who, you know, I give out some passwords to for, like, the HBO and the Showtime and all that stuff. The Welsh knows all those.
I'm very, very familiar.
Yeah, so don't know why you won't kick in for this Carl's Jr. when I pay for all your HBO. You know, you're welcome for Game of Thrones, but you can't buy me one Carl's Jr. It's fine. So
didn't I just buy you lunch? I just bought
when,
you cheesy bread.
When did you buy
bread.
Me lunch? When was that?
Okay, I'll tell you two.
You bought me cheesy bread?
Here's
okay.
two instances, Bogman.
Okay,
I bought
let's hear
your
them.
Dinner when we had a certain friend from The Athletic come into town. I bought everybody's dinner. Boom,
I don't
bang.
Think you did.
I sure did. Bought everybody's. Okay. Put my
well,
card
I bought,
down.
I bought our other friend's lunch when we were supposed to be splitting that. Are you want to go account for account
no,
here?
I'm just saying.
I don't think you do.
I bought that. And then you and I, okay. we just went to a game the other day. What did I do? Nice guy Welsh. Buy some cheesy bread for you and me.
Wow.
Buy some cheesy
wow,
bread.
What a guy.
What a guy.
What a guy. You know what? I tell you what, I'll pay you back for the cheesy bread, and I'll watch The Mother of Dragons, right?
No. What are you talking about here?
How about I change my password?
What are we talking about here? Don't do that.
Right, right.
It's not my fault that they said, sir, who is this? And you're like...
Yeah, they said, my buddy, who is Joe? Do you know Joe C? And I'm like, yeah, he was a little guy with Kid Rock. And they're like, yes, that guy is stealing your stuff. No, it's my buddy who's
like, and you're like, please... Please cancel all of his and block him, please.
I'm like, yeah, get him out of there. Like, yeah, I'm paying so much money for this. It's
you know what?
Bucks
you should text
months.
Him right now. He should pay for your Carl's Jr. tonight. He cost you and put you through anguish. They didn't say, is there a Mr. Welsh on there? I didn't cause you the anguish. It was
if there's
Joe.
Anyone that is more apologetic than my buddy, unapologetic than my buddy Joe, I don't know who is. So
he wouldn't care.
He would probably send me some middle finger gif. So it would not matter to him at all.
Yeah, and then you text him and you'd be like, hey, try to go log into HBO right now. And then LOL.
But anyway, so I was like, it aggravated me so much because the system should be easier. Like,
it's not.
If someone else has signed in on it, because like the NFL ones, they're crazy strict about. Like, I can't sign in my account for the NFL Sunday ticket stuff. Like, if you're on it, I can't sign in on it. But if I gave you my MLB stuff, I could watch it at the same time you were watching it. It's not a problem. So it's weird to me how strict they are with that stuff when all I want to do is watch games on opening day. It should not be this hard. And
but you know what? You should actually call them and thank them. You should thank them. You should have said, could you please – you see that thing a while back where there's that big fat monster who got a trainer, and then what his trainer did was he went to around all the restaurants that this guy frequented, and then he put a picture up, and he said, don't feed this fat pig.
I remember Bam Margera doing that for his dad.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
remember.
This has happened
thing.
In many spaces. You should really call up DirecTV and just be like, listen, please actually black out all of the Diamondback games and Cardinals games. You know what? Delete – my MLB package or whatever it's called. I don't want to watch it because it's horrible.
I just, all of these places do this so much. Like when I went over to my mom's house when she was moving and the guy came to set up the DirecTV and he left and it didn't work. And this guy.
I was almost eating Carl's Jr. for a couple
yep.
days.
Yep, exactly. I almost had to send it to you. So, and where you live, it probably cost the whole $100.
I probably
so.
Would. You're right.
But anyway, this guy left, and 5 minutes after he left, nothing works. Right. So, I call DirecTV, and I'm on the phone for an hour and a half with these people. They can't find her account. They can't find her new address. They can't do anything right. And this lady's like, I'm getting frustrated, and I'm pretty nice. Like, you've seen me in those situations. Like, I've worked those SE jobs that you have to, you know, customer service jobs where you have to kind of, you know, grit your teeth and bear it. You know, you kind of have to take what the customers give you because that's your job to do it. And this lady's like, I just need you to be more patient. I'm like, well, you don't get it. I'm not going to be any more patient, lady. All right. I've been on the phone with you idiots for an hour and a half and you fixed nothing. Send someone out here. And she's like, we can send someone on Monday. This was Friday. I'm like, no. That's not going to work. You're going to send someone out tomorrow. So they did. And she got all of her stuff working. But it was the guy's fault who was working on it. He didn't like screw in the cables tight enough or something.
Bogman.
And her whole cable went out. Well, I'm sorry. Did I go down a rabbit hole?
It's not your fault. It's
Stop,
not your
man.
Fault.
Stop, man. Don't do it, man.
Do you feel better?
No.
It's not your fault.
No, I won't.
It's not your fault.
I won't
I
until I get that Carl's Jr.
Yeah, I mean, I wish. I wish they were coming during the episode. Does he have a coupon or something? Postmates?
No.
The coupon? Oh, coupon day?
No. No coupon day.
Okay.
What are you, the guy from Jurassic Park? We'll do a coupon day or
something.
I don't
know. Just trying to find out. Let's talk about some actual baseball. Overreaction. Right. What we are in late March into early April is this is actually called, it's not spring, it's actually called overreaction season. That's where we're at. And
SZN season.
Season. Really, maybe all of April. And this is what's going to go down is there's going to be some massive overreactions. Some of them are going to be placed in a proper spot. People are going to benefit from some pickups. Some players are going to turn it around, stuff like that. But what ends up happening, though, is it's always a case. There's going to be a guy that we knew was going to fall off that doesn't. In this case, it could be a Madison Bumgarner. There's going to be a player that gets off to an incredibly hot start, and then people overvalue. Could be Tim Beckham, that type of stuff. It's overreaction season. We're going to get emails from listeners that are going to go, guys, Chris Sale has had two really bad starts. Should I look at dropping him or maybe trading him for like Ross Stripling? And then we're going to want to put our head through a wall. There's going to be stupid overreactions because that's the season we're in.
Well, do you remember who it was last year that got the most overreaction early in the season?
Oh, man. No.
Paul Goldschmidt.
Oh, you are. There's actually two guys on both ends. Perfect example. Paul Goldschmidt, because this was also coming off, if you remember, the humidor stuff. We actually talked to Cardi about that because Cardi was like, oh, it's all going to go blah, blah. And then Goldie did. He had a really bad month. I forgot about that, man. We spent 4 to 5 weeks, which was probably somewhere between 8 to 10 episodes.
I mean, you're starting to get into the weeds at that point, like 4 weeks, 5 weeks. I understand people panicking, even on the good players at that point. But we're 3 days in right now.
Well, I mean, it was monstrous the first week, but it went on for a little bit. And maybe it wasn't that long, but it was at least 4 to 5 episodes, if not just a tad bit longer. Because I remember towards the end, we were holding our ground, and it was a spot where a lot of people were coming off. We were inundated with the Goldschmidt stuff because he was struggling. People were like, I'm done. I acquired him in 2 keeper leagues for next to nothing. I don't know if you remember this. In our 3-sport league, you want to know what I got Goldschmidt for?
What was the trade?
I don't even remember the second piece, but mind you, it was worse. I got him for Leody Taveras, the prospect, and something else. I don't know what that other thing was. It wasn't.
It had to have been something decent, right?
It wasn't. It was on par.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Was it anything good?
I don't think so. We can go back and look. That's what I got him for in our 3-sport, which is, you know, 3 separate sports, all rostered. You can multi, you know, trade and whatever. It was garbage.
We drafted them all at the same time. That was intense.
And then I guess I owned him already in our dynasty. And then there's somewhere else that I acquired him for, I mean, just next to nothing. And the overreaction was wild. Wild how people were freaking out about the bad thing. But here's a positive one, though, Box. Here, and you can call it overreaction or not. This was a big monster first half, but I felt like some of us saw it coming. Eric Thames. Remember that start?
Oh, yeah.
Eric Thames was redonkulous the first couple months, and then he fell off like a ton of bricks.
By the way, I didn't even take a victory lap on that last year.
Thames?
Remember when I was, whatever year it was, I don't know that I took enough of a victory lap on that because everyone was drafting him high. I'm like, I am not touching Eric Thames.
Neither one of us were, dude.
Yeah.
So drafting Thames.
Why don't you remember that? But you tell me about Billy Burns every goddamn day. I'm breathing air.
Well, I mean, you and Billy Burns, you're intertwined.
Dude, it was Sixto Sanchez and Leody Taveras.
Okay, so it was better. It was better.
No, it wasn't.
Well, Sixto Sanchez is better than Leody. I thought
the Diamondbacks got a better haul Jim did.
No, here. They didn't. No, but
well,
I thought
in fantasy terms, I bet you they did. 30 teams versus 16 teams, I bet they did.
Yeah, but I thought the prospect was worse than Taveras. Sixto is better than Taveras by a pretty large margin. Believe me, it's a garbage trade. It worked out in my favor because people were done. People were out on Goldschmidt. The overreaction, and this is a good reminder we're talking about this, because when you're stud, I don't know who that guy is because, or 2 games, you know, or as people are listening, maybe 3 games in to the season, it's not the time where we can properly digest and figure out like, oh, this, you know, like, okay, here's one. I got one for you. I've already started to see it, Boggs. This is my premonition of overreaction, what's going to go on. Cody Bellinger. That's where it's going to go.
That's a good one.
He's hitting 6 against righties. He hit 7 against the lefty. down in the lineup, I already started getting questions. I got it just yesterday. Someone asking, are you worried? Do you think his value is going to drop because he's lower in the order? People are already starting to question.
And of course you said no, because AJ Pollock will play 80 games and then Cody Bellinger will move up into that cleanup spot.
I think I literally did say that, there'll be some guys that'll be injured and Cody will move
word
up.
Word for word.
But I think this is my prediction, that maybe we'll have some predictions on some of these. We'll continue this into the next segment. That Cody Bellinger is going to be this year's Paul Goldschmidt. The April Paul Goldschmidt, where he hits lower in the lineup, maybe he struggles a little bit, and people
hit
jump
a bomb yesterday.
Off. He did hit a bomb. That's true. But don't you? But you can feel it. I can feel the people feeling uncomfortable about Cody Bellinger already, and it's been two games because he's hitting low in the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. What I said was Dave Roberts does like to mess with his lineups, but it didn't get better. You know, he hit six opening day, he hit seven on Friday because righty lefty. So sure, but he's lower in the lineup now, but they've got so many injury prone players in LA. So I think he's going to be fine. I'm not really worried about him at all.
Well, that's something that we can consider. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the overreaction season. Also, a couple injuries going down for us to talk about. So maybe we'll get a couple guys maybe that we think we might have missed on early. A couple more overreactions that might be across the injury or the industry. God, I can't talk today, man.
The injury.
My brain is injured. All right, let's go break.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are kidding.
Welcome back. It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Online at InThisLeague.com and Patreon.com/ITL Army. Come have fun with us. I'd like to have fun, except when Paul Goldschmidt's hitting homers. That's not very fun.
So not much fun.
Very fun at all. And you can follow us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh in all of my anger. And you can follow Bogman in the Carl's Jr. World
I'll
Tour.
I'll be in the drive through. You can join me there.
I like that.
We do a meetup after every game at the Carl's Jr. drive through.
That's an incredible tagline.
It's on Northside.
It'll be Bogman. I'll meet you at the drive through. That's a shirt.
That's like the fattest guy tattoo. That's like the you know how the skanks have the one that say if you they see always dumpster? Have the Marilyn Monroe poster that says if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. Like the fat white guy one is you can find me at the drive through.
Meet me at the drive through. I want to make a vinyl sticker of meet me at the drive through.
Meet me at the drive through. It sounds like my fat ass country album. Meet me at the drive-thru.
All I want in the world is for someone to want an autograph for Bogman, and Bogman inscribes it, meet me at the drive-thru, Scott Bogman. Please let that be your tagline forever.
Meet me at the drive-thru.
Please.
Yeah. Please. He was 37 when he died of a massive heart attack and stroke at the same time.
Here's what I want. I want to print out some of the pictures of the smiling Bogman from the gelato. And then yeah. I want you to autograph them and say, meet me at the drive-thru, and then we'll sell them.
You know what I want? I want somebody to take my face from that and then take my face from the minor league game when you were aggravating me and do the happy face, sad face theater guy. That's what I want.
I think we could have a business here, Boggs. If we just take pictures of you and put them into nice frames and then you autograph them and sell them, I think we could get
like 15 a pop.
I don't
know that there's a human being in the world that cares less about selfies and pictures like that than I do.
I agree with that.
I just don't know if there's another person that thinks
so. You always get mad when I take one. You're just like, let me see it.
Well, that's because you don't give an S what I look like. You couldn't care less. You're like, I look okay. Post. You're like all those broads.
You always look good. That. You always look good.
Right. Okay. Sure.
I'm a little
flattery
bit more of the
will
problem.
Get you absolutely nowhere because I'm not susceptible to it.
I'm telling
I don't
you.
Believe you.
I'll bet you I put it out. I could get like 10 pre-orders on the framed Bogman. Meet you at the drive-thru.
Meet me at the drive-thru. Right.
Yeah.
We need to get a picture of me in the Carl's, like with the Carl's Jr. stuff in the background.
I mean, see, so, now you're thinking. Now you're thinking.
It's,
with your thinking
it's the
cap
cover.
On.
It's the album cover. Of
it's
course.
The album cover. And let's do vinyl.
Drive through.
Let's do a vinyl. Let's do a vinyl podcast.
We'll what are the songs on that album?
No,
I want to know.
Like, let's actually just do a podcast. Let's do a podcast called "Meet Me at the Drive Through." Bogman, we'll do it at a Carl's Jr. We'll interview people that work there, and then
what are you eating?
We'll put it on a vinyl, and we'll have that picture, and we'll sell it for like $40 a pop.
What's your order? I don't know. This guy doesn't want to talk to me. He's on his lunch break from work, so.
Or here's another good idea. I got a great idea for this podcast. We get in the car, and we just have a mobile recording, and we drive all of Phoenix, and we hit every Carl's Jr. and go through every drive-thru. And it's just you and I talking, screaming at people in traffic, talking
so
about
things.
So instead
of comedians having coffee in cars or whatever, it's fat guys going through drive-thrus?
Yeah, fat guys in drive-thrus. Yeah, meet me at the drive-thru.
Fat
That's our
losers
album.
Going through drive-thrus.
You don't think we could sell 200 copies of that?
No, I don't.
We couldn't do it of our book, so I don't know why we
did. 200 likes. All people want to do is hit like on it. I didn't get 200 of that.
Bogman, what's more, the likes on your Carl's Jr. video or books sold of the 99 fantasy baseball player debates? Oh,
definitely likes. Kidding me?
What an embarrassment we are. Yeah. Let's talk about and speaking.
No, hold on.
Oh.
Because I think we should make it an album, and I think it should be songs. Obviously, song number one is "Meet Me at the Drive-Thru," right?
Yeah.
What are the other fat guy songs?
"Body by Cheeseburger."
"Body by Cheeseburger" is a good one.
Yep. That's our shirt. People can get teespring.com/bodybycheeseburger, the official ITL shirt. So, "Body by Cheeseburger."
I think I'd have to get one with you singing called "Alfredo Sideball."
All right. "Coronary Connection."
Stroke City, bitch. Stroke City, bitch.
I got
instead of Rack City, it's Stroke City.
How about a large number two with a Diet Coke?
The best single you guys have ever had. Exactly.
I think these are good. So we could
it's
do an
like,
album.
It's like Queen, but for fat guys.
Maybe maybe we'll do it as a dual LP. Side one is five songs, and then the other is the podcast driving around.
Oh God, it's too good. It's too good.
If healthy,
Lois.
If people like us,
too healthy.
If we were more of a supported podcast, if we could have caught fire like
hey,
the footballers
look, we're
did,
supported.
We're,
by
no,
the way.
We're some the people. Okay, dude, the people that like us are ravenous. We've had people tell us before. Like, you know, bigger people.
I just
people.
Want to make sure. There's been a lot of if we were more, but we're doing great.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so, no. This isn't an indictment to the people that support us, because here's the deal. The hardcore supporters, like, you guys should know. And by the way, those are probably the people that are listening to this show, right. Is that you are known by people in the industry. We have people when we, like, meet with them and talk with them and stuff. Like, they understand, like, oh, yeah, the ITL audience. That's a thing. Like, the ITL audience is different than all the other audiences. So the people that love us and support us. I don't say quite unconditionally, because there's definitely some bad apples that don't
sometimes,
unconditionally.
Yeah,
but
there's conditions.
But there's
but I think
plenty.
When you don't know a person, there's always conditions.
But so. What I'm saying is, you know, we started up around the same time as, like, let's say, like the footballers. And had we caught fire onto something like that, I mean, we would do this. We would do
I
this
can't
funny
make
ass
my,
thing.
My voice fake deep. No, I'm sorry.
I can't. Well, I mean, God bless you, Bogman. God bless that you can't do that. But we can't. We don't have those type of people to. If we could know, we could. Are you dying over there?
I'm trying to. Keep right. it.
If we knew we could do like 500 of those, I would do this. It would be one
well,
of the greatest
you know,
projects.
I think we could probably do a bunch of them, but I don't know if we could do 500.
Bogman, you guys want to do a? You guys going to do an album? Can I be involved? The Hormone Monster loves to be involved.
The Hormone Monster. He should be on the album for sure.
Yeah, I'll intro.
That really hurts my voice. Like, I don't know how Kroll or anyone does that. I can't do that for a long period of time. But it would be one of the greatest things possible. I don't know how we'd pull it off, but I love it. One side, dual LP. One side is the five songs. What are the song names again? It's "Meet You at the Drive-Thru," "Body by Cheeseburger," "Coronary Connection."
Stroke City.
Stroke City, and what was the last one?
I don't remember. Something about chili dogs.
I don't know. We'd have to come
It'd
up with it.
There'd have to be something about chili dogs in there. Pizza would have to be covered. You know.
Maybe something like that. And then the other side would be literally we travel to all the Carl's Jr. in the Phoenix metro area, and we record the entire time, and you get all of it. I think it's amazing. It's better. It's a better idea than the book.
It is. It's a much better idea than the book. We should definitely do this. Yeah. So,
what were we going to talk about? I mean, I'm all in this idea now. So,
we were talking about overreactions, like how we would overreact to how many people would actually buy that.
Oh yeah. I mean, remember when we were coming up with the concept of a book, and then we did a second version, and we're like, well, no one bought the first book, but people will buy the second book, and we overreacted.
Way more people bought the second book. But
true, but. Not
I don't much. Know if it's it, well, whatever. That's an internal discussion. We're going to talk about overreaction season SZN
Coronary
and how
connection.
I'm looking at the ads here, and the most added player is Tim Beckham on Yahoo, 23,245 times the Welsh.
Okay, makes sense.
That's actually okay. The second one I think is okay too, 18,211 ads for Kike Hernandez.
I'm okay. What can you click and see what their own percentage is?
Yes. Hold on.
Because Beckham is one of those guys that I got no problem with it. He shouldn't be owned in a 10 man.
56% for Kike and 42% for Beckham.
Okay, I think that's appropriate.
So I think if most leagues are, you know, 12 teams, he's probably owned in most 12 team leagues.
I think it makes sense.
The third, which may be an overreaction, maybe this is overreaction season.
Is this an ad or a drop?
Taylor Rogers.
Oh, an ad.
This is ads. Taylor Rogers added 17,660 times, brought his ownership up to 28%.
What I think that has to do with, though, is there's a sect of people that live by the stream. Of closers. Like, they don't invest. What they do is they take the very bottom barrel. This season, they couldn't even get Pedro Strop. They were probably taking, you know, Brad Boxberger and Greg Holland. And what they do is they wait till the season starts, and any guy that gets a save, they speculate on. And because Rodgers went out and got more than a full inning save, and that they've talked about it kind of being a revolving door, I think it's just all the speculators. I'm not sure it's an overreaction, though. I will be honest with you. I have zero interest in picking up Rodgers because I still think at the end of the year, I think Trevor May's the guy. I think Trevor May has the most saves on this team when it's all said and done.
You wouldn't be shocked if it was Parker, but no. May and Parker have way more saves than Rodgers at the end of the year, right?
Yes, but I see why. I don't quite look at
it'll
as an
Craig
overreaction.
Kimbrel. That'll be their closer.
Well,
so
I mean,
it's not even a joke. It could be.
I think they got the money. They were spending. They were talking. I think the Twins were talking with Craig Kimbrel.
So
can we start that rumor? Let's say that. Let's say Craig Kimbrel's going to be a Twin.
We're just going to start the rumors.
Yeah. I have a source. Wait, hold on. Hold on. My phone is ringing right now. Hold on. Let me take this call.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So much fun. Sources tell me and in this league that Craig Kimbrel is in talks with the Minnesota Twins, and there could be a deal that comes sometime between now and June 15th.
Jock Peterson was also on that list, 12,908 ads, which is funny because he had such a good game against Greinke with the two bombs, but he didn't even start the next night against the Diamondbacks.
But he got
Ray.
In. He's in.
Yeah, he's in now, but he didn't even start. So after you get a three-run lead against the Diamondbacks, it's basically over. So Brad Boxberger, like you mentioned before, was an ad. How about this drop, the Welsh? 4,510 drops of Garrett Hampson.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
He's 47% owned now, so that probably dropped him below 50%.
See, okay, I think that's a prime example. This is a guy that was on, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, dance on graves or do a victory lap or anything like that because it is
then
two
why
seasons.
Are you putting those tap dancing shoes on?
Well, I'm just saying is this is not a guy that I think I definitely wasn't in on aggressively. I think you wanted, but I wouldn't call you an aggressive
I drafted
drafter.
Him in one league.
But so. What happened with Garrett Hampson is he went from a guy that was sitting around 200, I mean, maybe 180. And he was going, I think he went as high as like 120. Like people were all in because the stolen base power, Colorado stuff. And it's only two games, and I'm actually going to defend him here because Ryan McMahon won the gig. He won the job, and they kept Garrett Hampson around. They're going to play him, and they view him as like a super utility. They played him in the outfield. I assume these people that got Garrett Hampson probably invested a half-decent pick on him. To drop Garrett Hampson after two games because he hasn't started is asinine to me. Why would you do that?
I guess I'm going to assume that most of the drops, and like I said, you know, we see these other guys being added 23,000 times, and most drop players can Knebel because he's not going to play. So the second highest is Hampson, though. And I think it's because people are in shallower leagues, probably just looking for starters and stuff of that nature. I think that's probably why he got dropped. How about this one, though?
Top of the
Another guy that hit two bombs on opening day, not nearly added as much as Jock. Colton Wong, your boy, 3,955 adds, the Welsh.
I mean, my guy out there, what did Colton Wong do? Let's look what he did on Friday. He didn't start. So that
he didn't
would be,
hit
no,
three
he did.
Home runs.
He did start, but he had one
hitting
hit
seven.
And one walk, hitting seven behind Bader. I mean, he's still got a hit. He's hitting 429 right now.
Yeah.
Premium position.
And he still has those two homers.
Still has those two homers. But I mean,
he's got those for the whole year. They don't go away.
Colton Wong is one of those guys that's like, fool me once. You know, like, it's hard to trust Colton Wong long term. But they don't have another option. What's their other option that is going to supplant him at this point? It's not Andy Young.
Is there is there anyone coming up? You're the minor league guy.
No. Their system is you got Nolan Gorman, who's a third baseman. He's a ways away. They really don't have anybody. I guess maybe Edmundo Sosa. But they don't have a guy. They don't have a major guy. I mean, you know, Elhuris Montero, I think he's a second baseman, but he's not quite ready. Could be maybe at the end of the year. They just don't have a guy. So Wong is kind of locked in unless they were to make a trade.
I'm sure there's an Astros prospect that they'll hack into.
They could.
Right?
You know, I mean, they could always talk, you know, if they're making a run and it doesn't work for the Padres, it could go get a guy like Ian Kinsler because, you know, the Padres did have to drop Luis Urias down into the minors.
Let's see, 2,349 ads for Tatis, but he's already 72% owned. So that's more of a
Tatis Jr. 72% owned.
72% owned. Yes.
You know, that's almost a small victory lap. I feel like I want to take early on, and it's even I don't know how he's going to pan out at this point long term.
Well, if you're going to take it at Tatis victory lap, you have to tweet Derek Carty about it. So
yeah, I'll probably
that's the law.
I think actually, I'll refrain from it. I had him on a podcast, so I think I've done my due diligence. But the only victory lap is that we did our ranks in like January, and they're in our book, and I had Fernando Tatis Jr. inside my top 300. Now I know it doesn't like. Right
well,
now,
whatever. I had Jeff Samardzija, so who really wins?
Okay, show me yours. I'll show you mine.
Right,
but I'm just saying, Jeff like Samardzija. I had Tatis in there at least in the draftable range, even in a 12 man to look at for a long time, and I was able to pick a share or two of him before he was given the job. So that's a kind of a small little like victory lap, but it could also be an overreaction at this point because his value has boosted up all those rookies. You know, this is an overreaction conversation. Somebody asked me, what type of closer should I get for Eloy, Peter Alonso, or Tatis Jr.? What do you say to that?
Top 10 closer.
Do you think they're all equal? Because I think Eloy's at the top of this list here. And I said top 10, by the way. But I didn't say top 10 for Alonso and Tatis Jr.
You don't think you should get a top 10?
I don't think you can.
Closer for those guys?
I mean... You really think someone's given up, I don't know, Felipe Vasquez for Peter Alonso?
I think someone would do that. I think someone would do that. You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think you could get like Kirby Yates. Maybe Sean Doolittle.
Kirby Yates is a top 10 closer.
Is he a top 10?
Well, I'm looking at Yahoo ranks. Diaz, Trinan, Chapman, Jansen, Hand, Vasquez, Osuna, Yates, Hader, and Wade Davis. Those are the top 10 ranked.
Okay, so Doolittle. So I think maybe Doolittle is doable.
All right, Doolittle over Wade Davis. We can put him in the top 10 or whatever. So Although Davis is more owned than Doolittle, so maybe not. But
some people are still scared with Doolittle. I don't know. Let us know. You can tweet us. Curious at what maybe we can pick up. We do have to talk about the injury real quick, but we are going to get into some football in the next hour. So don't go anywhere. Right. We've got one more hour coming up. Bogman lives the football. He's got the draft prospects. Maybe a little draft talk that's coming up too, and a little bit of retirement, a little bit of trade. But I do want to mention that one. We had an injury come down on Friday that's a little bit brutal for fantasy owners. So let's mention that at the top. So don't go anywhere. More in this league. Coming up, hour three.